in that world that's premised on respecting the earth and the gifts she gives us, on using those gifts. That's honest. That allows us to be big, to have big empathy, big generosity, big love. But we have to have the structures that support it, which is the discussion that we never have. When power plays its trump card and says, see how violent you guys are. See how untrustworthy. They structure the world so that it can only, in their rhetoric, in their propaganda, it can only be managed because it's so violent and so this and so that and selfish and greedy. If you let us organize you guys and keep tight control of you guys. So they set it up that way, that it seems to only work by rank, by rigid control. When we have a world that's structured by us, it'll be structured honest. We won't need the rigid institutions of coercion, of control of us, that are there only to control us. We are good of heart, but we've been conditioned to believe that there's not enough. And then they keep us atomized, and there we go. We as commoners, we've been expelled from this issue of planning the structure, particularly, obviously, globally. And there's no reason to accept this exclusion and every reason to ignore it, to say the least. Whatever role you play in the matrix, our responsibility today is to tie us together, bind us tight, expose that our own debasement, and it is debasement when we sell our gifts to the highest bidder. Please, let's talk about this. That our own debasement and those of others across the globe are inextricably interlinked. And we can't do that unless we see and feel the injustice of class, which we would if we weren't trained by loving hands to not see it as injustice. We have to break that cycle. So how do we see our allegiance to the state conditioned in us? How do we see our internalized obedience? How do we see that we've been trained to equate allegiance to the state with civilization? And as parents, how do we stop doing this to our children if we don't talk about it? So you see the centrality of focusing on the pundits who may or may not be of good heart. We have to talk about it. And there has to be a way, even though you're paid not to, to start little by little pushing these conversations over the airwaves.